Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Happy New Year. Happy 2023. I feel like I have not done a proper episode in a bit, so I'm so excited to be back talking and chatting. I'm fully filled with caffeine, ready to fucking rock and roll. I also need to stop cussing. That literally just made me realize so mad. I need like a swear jar. Like literally, I was gonna talk about this actually later on. I'll get into that later. Dismiss my swearing. Anyways, ready to rock and roll. So much to discuss with everyone. So much to discuss with myself. I really like doing these podcast episodes, honestly, because it gives me a really good time to reflect and organize my thoughts and share all the jumbled chaos that is in my brain and has been in my brain for the last few weeks. So, last week I did an episode with my boyfriend and it was really funny. We were just like late night chatting, and I really think I got some feedback from the episode and people were kind of, I think, expecting it to be this like more romantic sit down, I don't know, I think like more like relationship type of episode, but I truly just wanted to, I don't know, like chat with him and see how he's doing and talk about some things that he goes through in his own life and some things that, you know, hearing his perspectives on life. And we had a little bits and pieces of, you know, how he feels about me and our relationship and whatnot. But truthfully too, it made me realize that we really do talk so casually, my boyfriend and I, and our relationship is super almost like based in friendship, and it's really great. And I think I'm also kind of a tomboy in a way, so the way that I kind of banter and talk can be a little like boyish, maybe. If I don't know if that's the right word. I don't like saying that, but I think that's kind of true. So anyways, it was interesting to record that and listen back, but it kind of flowed well and it was really fun to do. So I'll hopefully have some more people on the podcast this year. I'm really excited to just keep continuing this journey of documentation and exploration. I'm hoping to also get into video content. So making these episodes videos, I think, will be really fun. And just chatting about more things in life and the weirdness and chaos that is existence in human nature. So anyways, it's a new year. I'm on week 2 of the 75 soft challenge, and it's been actually easier in a way than I thought. I've been very tired, truthfully, because I've been adjusting to working out a lot more and just like moving my body more, and it's been really nice to drink more water, that's for sure. It's been really nice to eat less sugar. I feel like my energy levels are better, just more stabilized. I've been still eating sugar. I just no added sugar, no like extra sugar, no like, you know, ice cream and candy and like sweets, I guess, which is an adjustment, because I think naturally after dinner I always want something sweet, or like I would stack on sweet things during the day to like get my energy levels up. And so not relying on that has been interesting but really good for me. I feel like my stomach feels better, my skin feels better. Honestly, sugar, I hate to say it, really does affect me personally and affects a lot of us. So taking that out of my diet and trying to kind of like supplement that with more whole foods and more just like healthier foods has been really good for me. So definitely still dealing with some stress and anxiety. I have had a kind of a rocky, not rocky beginning of the year, actually not rocky. It's been really good. I'm very inspired, very motivated, very excited, but also just very stressed. I feel like it was really funny. The first morning of the new year, I went out for New Year's, went to some house parties, and then the first morning I literally woke up and started bawling crying. And I think it was a mix of things, of stuff that was going on in my life, obviously, but I think a lot of it was this heaviness of releasing the past year. This last 2022 was a lot for me. So I think it was a mixture of wow, that year's finally done, mixed with, oh my God, there's a whole other year that is happening. So it was a really odd feeling for me and really hard. And I walked it out. My boyfriend and his brother and I all went to Santa Barbara. I went on a mini road trip for the day. And that was refreshing. I was trying to kind of be more nature and just kind of really cleanse the previous year out of my system. But I feel like it's definitely been really intense to start the new year, and as motivating and fun as it can be, and you have challenges and, you know, you're all inspired and there's new goals and new plans, it can also be severely overwhelming as well. So I'm just kind of in that between state of overwhelm and excitement. And on top of that, I'm also moving this week on Thursday, which I'm so excited for. I am the most sentimental person ever, so it's been a little sad to be packing up my apartment, and I love this space so much. It has been such a amazing space for me, and so much has happened here, and I've experienced so much here. And, you know, I think as you pack up your life, you realize how much, you know, time has passed and how much you've grown. And I don't know, I think I'm on to bigger and better. This space is going to be much more quiet and in a better neighborhood, and just much more me and much more elevated, and I'm really excited. So yeah, just kind of also been thinking a lot about my place and the world and this life and career-wise and what I want to be doing and focusing on. And I think I was talking a lot with my boyfriend and friends recently about kind of just for those of us who have not figured out 100% what we want to do with our lives, it's really hard to know where to put your energy. So I feel like it's scary. It's I don't know, especially even in relationships too. And I think all throughout your 20s, it's friendships, relationships, career. It's really scary to think okay, am I putting my energy into the right things, or am I making the wrong decision? Or, you know, if I'm, let's say you're dating someone and you think, well, I'm putting in, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years, and what if it doesn't work out? Or what if they're not really the person for me? Or what if there's someone else, you know? And you're thinking well, I don't want to waste all this time, and I don't want to, you know, just be super naive and thinking, you know, you just don't really know what the right answer is all the time. And same with career. It's okay, well, I have 4 or 5 different projects and things I'm working on, but which thing is going to be the most successful? Which thing is going to make me the happiest? And what do I put my energy towards? And I think that in itself is a really hard and scary place to be in your 20s, is just the unknown. And it's about, I guess, just for me, trusting my gut and trusting my instincts and trusting my body cues, my brain cues. Oh my God. Are you guys gonna miss these sirens and the loud cars? Because I'm not. I actually might a little bit. They're kind of my lullabies now, the sirens and the crazy sounds outside. But anyways, so yeah, just kind of finding, I think, some clarity recently has been something I've been working on. And I actually saw a psychic, which was insane. It was just a phone call, but it was the best thing ever, best thing ever. I have seen a few psychics in my years, and this one was an hour and a half, hour 45, and it was absolutely incredible. She just talked to me through so much. She knew everything about me. She knew every little detail. She knew when my mom's birthday was, when my grandmother passed, when my grandmother's birthday was. She was giving me all this like symbolism and numerology. She knew the 777 and 222s that are tattooed on my body. My love for angels, my just how creative I am naturally. And she mentioned some other things I'm going to be doing in the future. And she even knew like some of my dad's health problems. And like, it was wild. It was honestly wild. But I think I like seeing these psychics, not because they just tell you your whole entire life and you're like, okay, great. They just give you a lot of clarity on things that you honestly kind of already know. And that's what's crazy about seeing them, is that it makes me realize that my gut instincts and my knowledge about myself and what makes me happy, what makes me feel good, what I know I'm capable of, is all there. It's all already there. And that goes for all of us. And especially as women, I mean, men and boys too, and humans in general, but especially for women, we are so intuitive and so naturally able to tune in emotionally, spiritually, whatever, to kind of like the earth, the bigger picture, higher, whatever you believe in, higher up person, goddess, God, self, whatever it is. We are so naturally more empathetic and in tune with all of that. And so we have just more power than we think. And I just hearing her speak about some things that I've been kind of just wary about, but like that I ultimately still know, was just so insane. And I was like, wow, she really just validated and made me feel so much more grounded and what I thought I knew, but that I was like nervous and kind of weird about, right? So it really helped me. I feel a lot more clear. I feel a mix of like now more excitement and more anxiety about like, oh my God, like more things are happening. How do I get started with these projects? How do I make this really come to fruition in a really good way? And so I think I'm on like that side of things now, which is really nice, because I was definitely in more of like a depressive, like I don't want to do anything state. So she really helped me kind of get out of that a bit and feel the freshness of and the excitement of kind of just being in a place where I can move forward with my life and not just sit in this uncertainty and like revel in it and just kind of like, I don't know, succumb to it. You know, I think before, like I'll get in these depressive episodes where I'm just like, I am doomed. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what the answers are. And I'm not even going to try to look for them because I don't know. And it feels really good to have now more of like some answers and some answers within myself and some ways to find more answers. So for me too, like she was telling me, I'm in this like purple aura area for the next 5 weeks where it's like heavy on the manifestations, heavy on the visualizations, this kind of luck. It's like truly this like luck era. We talk about like lucky girl syndrome, which is, I think, is super brilliant and super great that we're all tapping into that, because we all are lucky. We all have the ability to live amazing lives and have all these amazing things happen to us. And I love that shit. I think it's the best way to manifest and to like, I don't know, live a really great life. But I think that she was telling me basically that I'm kind of in this area of my life in the next few weeks where it's going to be heavy on the luck and the manifesting and knowing your worth and knowing what you want. And that's kind of how some things in the rest of the year will kind of play out, is through these first couple weeks. So I've been really going hard on, you know, what is lighting me up? What am I happy doing? How do I see my life in the next, you know, 6 months, year, 3 years? And I like to do that too, is to give myself these kind of like, kind of planning out my life, but not in a sense of like, oh, like I'm gonna get married next year and I'm gonna have kids in 3 years, but just kind of like what I want to feel like in the next 3 years. What kind of shifts do I want to make? Like, what kind of person do I want to be? Like, who do I want to be around? Like, what do I want to be doing with my free time? Those kind of questions. And so one other thing I want to talk about is, first off, January is also, I was looking at the calendar right now, it's the 16th. It feels like so long. Like January just feels like it's forever. It's crazy. Whatever. I always feel that way. January is just like the longest damn month. But one thing that I've been also kind of musing over that I wanted to share, and that I've shared a bit on Instagram, is the whole concept of, because I'm doing this whole January 75 soft challenge thing, and it's made me think a lot about discipline and habits and kind of like a challenge and detoxing and all these, like, you know, things that people do at the beginning of the year. And it makes me think about, like, well, what do I do? Because I don't want to have this hyper-disciplined, restrictive, kind of crazy way of looking at life. Like, I don't want to be just strictly gluten-free and dairy-free and no sugar and no fun foods and just eating, you know, perfectly aligned with, you know, the health and kind of being like hyper focused on working out and reading the right books and podcasts and self-help. Like, I don't want to just live that life, because I was this kind of wellness girl for a while, and truthfully it was not fun. Not fun, because I want to travel. I want to eat a hamburger sometimes. I want to just like run amok and have fun and not have to think about everything impacting my life in a positive nor negative way. Like, sometimes living is just living. It's not that it's not positive nor negative. It's not adding to healthy lifestyle or not. It's just is. It's just pleasure. It's just excitement. It's just learning. It's just curiosity. And that's what, so I don't want to be too restrictive on myself, right? Also, that like leads to back to like disordered eating and whatnot. And like, I don't want any of those old habits to come back, but I also want to live a healthy life, and I do like how I feel whenever I take care of myself, and I do like how I feel whenever I push myself every single day and when I challenge myself. And so it's like, to me, it's like, how do I find, I was asking myself this before the challenge, like, how do I find this balance? Because I don't want to come off too on social media like, oh my God, I'm going on this huge diet and like workout shit, and I want to just find the balance. And I think I was really getting really nervous. I was like, I don't know how to do this properly. Like, it just makes me stressed out. But I have had just such amazing clarity on this. Clarity is the word of the episode, obviously, because I keep saying it. But I've had such amazing breakthroughs with this idea. And so I wanted to share them, because I think it took me trying a challenge for me to then take a step back and go, oh wait, this is how you balance it. This is how you can have both. Like, you can have both. And it's exciting, because I didn't think you could. And you can. So basically, I guess just realizing that with working out, with eating well, with having a healthy quote-unquote lifestyle, you have to make it work for you. And so by giving myself these guidelines of like, okay, you're going to do a 45-minute workout movement a day, you're going to cut out sugar and eat healthier, you're going to be reading every single day, trying something new every week, and what was my other one? Drinking enough water. And giving myself these guidelines made it easier for me to then go, okay, how can I fit these into my day? Because all of our days look different. Day-to-day for me looks kind of different. I mean, of course, I have some certain routines and everything, but day-to-day, like, it's not, I don't always feel the same. My hormone levels, as women, our hormone levels change every single day, every single week. We are in different phases of life. Things happen, moving happens, you know, travel happens, jobs happen, whatever. So it's about basically creating these set guidelines that can work for you, that you know you can do, that will be a challenge every day, but that aren't unattainable, or that aren't something you have to sacrifice so much for. So for me, it's like, okay, I can do a 45-minute workout. Maybe I break it up. Maybe I do a 25-minute walk in the morning, and then I do a 20-minute Pilates workout before bed. Or maybe it's me going to the gym or doing a yoga class, which is 45 minutes. I mean, it's really much more doable than we think. And then for me, it's like drinking enough water. I just make sure that I carry my bottle with me everywhere, and I have fun beverages that I add to my water, or like my, you know, hydration intake. And then I am, you know, I got electrolytes that I can put in my drinks and my bottle that tastes so good. And I will like put even like post-it notes sometimes being like, bitch, drink more water, or like, remember to do this. Or I'll set alarms to even like go drink a glass of water. Like, there's ways to make it work for you. And on the days, like recently, I've been kind of like stressed out and haven't been feeling 100%. physically. So going to the gym has been kind of hard. So I've been doing just long 30-minute walks with 15-minute stretching. I've been doing like just walking to like the post office, or I will do a Pilates class and just get it out of the way. And so sometimes I do the Pilates class at like 6:37 in the morning, and just get it done before I start work, before I do anything else. And it just makes me feel so proud of myself, the discipline. And I just can't wait to even keep doing, honestly, these daily challenges, daily goals throughout the entire year. Like, I really want to keep doing it. I don't just want to do the January challenge, because truly I feel so good every day after I've been reading more, after I've been even setting aside time. Like, you realize how much time you have. Like, I've been realizing, like, okay, you actually have way more time than you think you do, Sophia. Like, the way that I'll be scrolling TikTok in the morning or at night when I could just be reading for 15 minutes, like, it's crazy. And like, you could be reading half a book and the amount of time that you fucking scroll on TikTok sometimes, like, it's insane. So I've just been trying to be really mindful of that, all of that. And I've just realized that, you know, finding cycle syncing, and which is like hormone cycle syncing, doing workouts that support my, you know, my, basically like support me and where I'm at with my, again, my energy, my fatigue levels, my everything. Like, it's really important as women to really understand what your body does throughout the year. And it helps you just kind of like have a more well-rounded month and not stress yourself out and not cause unwanted stress in our bodies. Because whenever you do like HIIT workouts before your period, it causes so much inflammation and so much extra stress on your body that does not need to happen. And so understanding what maybe makes you feel more tired, what makes you feel anxious, what makes you feel happy, what makes you feel sleepy, what makes you sleep well. Like, are there certain like supplements or workouts or routines you can do at night to help you sleep better so you wake up earlier and more refreshed? You know, it's just about asking yourself those questions too, and finding like, is there a time in the morning I have the most energy? Like, for me, I'll take advantage of the morning time because I have so much energy in the morning, usually, surprisingly, that I love getting my workout out of the way first thing in the morning. Like, I'll again do like a 7:30 workout and stuff like that. And when it comes down to like some people, it's like for them, nighttime is when they kind of thrive more. So do an evening workout class, helps you wind down. Maybe taking a bath or forming again, like more of those, that sleep hygiene, those sleep routines, taking those supplements that you know will help you, and all of that is so good. So that's something I've been really trying to focus on, is like, how can I have fun and not be too strict, but also kind of support, you know, my body and stuff like that, and still feel the effects of having a challenge and having that discipline. Because low-key discipline feels kind of good. Like, I kind of love the way it feels to check things off. I don't know. So anyways, but yeah, that's one of those realizations I had. And let's see, what else do I want to talk about? I am doing a movie club, by the way, if you haven't seen on Instagram, where I'm basically choosing a movie every week of January. I'll probably do February too, for us all to watch, and then I kind of like discuss it and share about it and share my review. And it just gives us a chance to kind of all have something we can watch together and talk about a bit. And I don't know, it's just really fun. I've been trying to watch more movies this year so far, and do that more, because I think it's super important and a good way to find inspiration outside of social media and outside of just like being online. And I just realized I haven't seen a ton of movies that are super important and vital to see, so I'm just trying to cut away at that and see more of them. And I just forget how inspired I get from movies and books. Like, the more that I have been reading and watching and consuming that type of content, the more I just want to watch more and more of it and get off Instagram, get off Pinterest, all of that, because it's intentional. It's like watching a movie It's like watching a piece of art. It's like watching, you know, the directors and the producers and the costume and like it is the actors, actresses, like it's so intentional. Whereas like TikTok, most of the time it's like dumbass videos where we're just like, I mean, some of it's cool and informative, but it's like too much of it. It's like, what am I even consuming? Like, it's just mindless stuff. Whereas movies and TV shows, and depending on what you're watching, of course, and reading, but it helps. What are they driving? Some like old car? Jesus. Anyways, it helps progress culture. It helps, you know, expand your everything, your vocabulary, your way of thinking. It is just so great. And it's storytelling. And ultimately, humans love to have storytelling. And I think going back to some of these, like, they're like kind of one of the original ways of storytelling is really fun too, because you can watch Get Ready with Me and stuff like that, and that's technically storytelling. But I don't know, there's something about balancing out the short form content with the long form content that's really been nice for me. So more of that and more events this year. I'm actually doing like a little clothing pop-up on Sunday in LA, and I think it's just gonna inspire me to do more bigger productions and more events. And I've been doing tons of writing, tons of Instagram, TikTok, video content. Really excited for more of that. I just definitely want to progress beyond just being an influencer or whatever, or a creator. I want to just take creation to like a whole new level this year for me. And I'm really excited for that. And I don't know, I'm filled with this almost like childlike curiosity and excitement for the new year. And I think that's kind of the only way that I can really get through it right now, because I think I'm so nervous and have that kind of like unknown feeling in me for the new year that I almost have to like take it back a notch to like, okay, you're a child. All these things are wonderful and exciting and new, you know, bringing back some of that, more of that kind of like delusional, I don't know, like fun qualities of life again is kind of something that's been helping me. So anyways, I'm going to leave it on that. I'm going to leave it on all that preachiness and the updates. And I'm so excited because I'm going to be in a new apartment by the time I record the next episode. Oh, and another thing I want to do, and I keep saying this, but I really am this week, even right now, I'm going to record a radio show episode, because music has been the driving force behind my entire life right now. So I really want to share some good music and some playlists and all of that. And I've been making some playlists, so you know where to find me. Check out my Spotify playlist if you want new music. Share some stuff with me. Give me feedback. I'm sending you all a bunch of love and light and good energy and luck. Lots of luck, lots of clarity. Those are all my words for this year. Luck, clarity, all that. So anyways, love you guys. I will talk to you later this week.